Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for the annual Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival, the annual Independence Day celebration that features one of the largest fireworks displays in Oklahoma. Joining us today to talk about this year's festival is Lawton City Councilman Keith Jackson, who chairs the Freedom Festival Committee. Councilman, thanks for joining us.
You bet. I enjoy you asking me, and we'll try to talk about it as much as we can.
So how are things shaping up for this year's Freedom Festival? What's the schedule look like?
Well, we're going to have lots of stuff out there. To pull it mildly, we're going to have a soundstage where we're going to have a little bit of entertainment that's going to start around 8 o'clock, and registration for the car show and the motorcycle show. And then I think the judging on the car show and the motorcycle show is going to start right after that. And some of the awards are going to be taken, handed out right after that. So we're going to have quite a big display. And then, of course, the fireworks display is not going to start until about 9:30, 9:45, depends on how long it stays light. And then we'll have 28 and a half minutes worth of fireworks. So should have lots of good stuff. And then we'll have a kids zone area, which, of course, is the pony rides and the face painting and the other stuff that we're going to have for the kids out there.
Now, on top of the events that are specific to the festival, my understanding is that some of the regular park activities will be available throughout the day as well. It's things like disc golf, the playground should be open, and now there is the spray park, which, when we talked last year, wasn't quite ready for the festival, but will be ready to keep children cool this year.
The spray park is going to be open at that, and it'll run till we have to close it. But it should last all day long on the splash park. And we've tried to have it open last year, but we just ran out of daylight, and we're going to try to have it open full-time this year.
You mentioned there will be live entertainment. What acts will attendees see at this year's festival?
You know, we're only going to have two musical entertainments, and that is Courtney Smith's going to be fine. She's in the top 50 of American Idol. We're looking forward to that. And then 7/7th Army Band is coming in, and then close us out then as the fireworks get started.
Now, as was mentioned earlier, the day is starting with a car show, but part of that is also a motorcycle show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we hope that we are able to get the motorcycle show pulled off, but they've been asked and they've said yes, and so we're still hoping that they'll bring some motorcycles out. But the car show's still on, and we'll have a big day of everything. We've got 31 vendors coming out, not just food vendors. That'll be selling Cokes and hamburgers and hot dogs and you name it.
For our listeners who may not know, you've been working with the Freedom Festival since it began. So how do you feel about this year's festival as this event has continued to grow?
You know, I became the chairman of this committee to put this thing together back 4 years ago. And here we still are doing it. And I'm real excited about it. And I'm looking forward to getting it started. And so we're just going to have a good day, going to have a fun day.
That's Councilman Keith Jackson, chair of the committee organizing this weekend's Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival. Councilman, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
The 2018 Lawton Fort Sill Freedom Festival will be held Saturday, June 30th in Elmer Thomas Park. The event opens to the public at 10 a.m., with registration for the car and motorcycle shows being held from 8 to 10 a.m. Parking shuttles will run from Lawton High School and McMahon Auditorium to the festival site. The festival will conclude with the fireworks display beginning at approximately 9:30 p.m., with music for the display being broadcast on 95.3 FM. For more information about the festival, contact the Lawton Arts and Humanities Division at 580-581-3470 or visit either lawtonok.gov or the festival's page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.